Hello there, Nicola Barden here from Q102's Weekend Buzz. I hope you are all doing really well and thank you so much for pressing play today to listen to this episode. Before I let you listen to the whole thing, I just have a little bit of news for you. So if you're a fan of the Weekend Buzz or this is the first time you've ever listened to it, amazing and thank you, and scroll back. We've got over 70 episodes there, so there's some great chats for you to listen to from the likes of the cast of SVU, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy, loads of stuff, some amazing singers, reality stars. Great in-depth conversations for you to enjoy. And I know that's what you're here for. So that's why I have to tell you my news. I have rebranded the show and it is now strictly podcast. So it's no longer on radio. It is just podcast and it goes under the name Tis Yourself. So do come and find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter and obviously all the places that you're listening to podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google, CastBox, Good Pods, Spotify, we are there. I am there with my over 50 guests, fantastic guests. You're going to love some of them. They're absolutely amazing. So we've got some of the cast from like Games of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Yes, Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Some amazing singers like Shane Ward, Matt Cardle are there. We have the actor Jerry O'Connell, who has some surprising roots to Ireland, you won't believe. We have the likes of Tom Lenk from Buffy, who played Andrew. If you're Irish, you'll know the names James Patrice, Trisha's Transformation, Tommy Fleming, the Nolan family. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. We've Sarah Jane Dunn from Hollyoaks. We've got some cast of EastEnders. So there's a real mix of Irish, UK, US guests, and we're just adding to them every single day. We're getting some new guests. Season 4 is just about to be launched. So come and join me. I'm over here waiting for you to discover me. That's Tis Yourself with me, Nicola Barden. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.
The Weekend Buzz with Nicola Barden.
Welcome back to The Weekend Buzz here on Dublin's Q102. Now, January, we're all trying to get fitter and healthier, and already I'm so bored of it, but I'm still going, still doing it. And every Wednesday, tuning in to Operation Transformation, and I'm doing Carl's ad breaks, even though they kill me. They're 4.5 minutes long, Carl. You need to have a little break in between them. One of the leaders is here with me now, and she's going to talk about how it's been for her. Susanna Kamalafe, how are you?
I'm fine. Hi, how are you, Nicole?
Oh, I'm really good to talk to you. How have you been keeping? Are you famous in Cavan now?
I guess so.
I bet you have everybody waving and saying hello when you're out on your walks.
I tell you, it's so exciting. You know, at the same time, you're like, wow, I didn't realize people know I'm leaving the air or seeing me. Everybody's watching, you know, when I'm walking, and then the cars are pressing the just on, and like, we're watching you. Keep going, keep going. It's just hilarious.
They're trying to get you to do more steps and encourage you.
Exactly. And I came home recently. My friends and neighbor had a billboard with my name everywhere in town.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, that was so lovely, so emotional. I found out that even when they decide to make the billboard, the person making the billboard, when they go there, just said, oh, it's Susie, don't worry, just what do you need? We just get it done. And I was just like, what is that? The love, the generosity, you know. I said, why do people really want you to do well? You know, people do really want you to do well. That shows that humanity, there's still hope for humanity.
Oh, I think this show is the perfect example of that. Every single year, the whole country is behind the five leaders and they just want to see them do well. And
I didn't realize how beautiful, how inspiring. And I'm not saying this because I'm part of the operational transformation. With my experience the last few months, it's just, you know, as a Christian, you just see the reality of the love that people do have towards one another. Because when people want you to do well, what else can you compare to that? Divine, yeah. It's really interesting to see the way people just cheer up and just get up for it. And we need it because there's so much isolation happening now. There's so much sadness. People are just depressed. People are unhappy. But when you go out there and walk, get the fresh air, you're walking down the road, you see other people walking, you know that there's hope for everything. So that just brings another smile. Differences to the way you think and your mindset. It is wonderful to be part of it.
So tell me, Susanna, when you did, what was the turning point that you said, okay, I'm going to apply for this show?
Now, in my case, it was the last minute. I tell you, because I did apply last year, I didn't get it. You know, I was interested in doing it then. But it was just another way this thing comes up. You see this kind of something going on, and you're like, oh, let me give it a try. And then this year, I saw it again coming up, and I was like, oh, I'm not even interested. Oh, they didn't take me last year, or I don't think they're ready for change, you know, all those kind of things. I was sharing it for all my friends. I was sharing within my community. I had a magazine line that I was sharing it all through my blogging. No, it was just everywhere I was sharing it. But then I wasn't planning to apply. I was just wanting other people to apply. So the last day, you know the way things comes up now on your computer, like a reminder, it just pop up. And then I saw it again. I was like, oh, let me give it a go. And it takes a lot to fill it. There's so much intensity to the questions and you have to come up with a video, you know. There's so much question, but I just, okay, I'll do it and see what happens. And that was it. I've forgotten about it until I got a call. And I was just like, wow. I was just shouting, you know, calling my kids that, oh, do you know that thing that I said I applied? Oh, they called me. And that was how the journey all began. And I'm thankful that I'm part of it and that the change has begun. And I hope it stays even when the camera is gone.
I saw the reaction when Catherine arrived at your door to tell you you were one of the five. You were so excited.
I tell you, that day was so hilarious. You know the way you like, you're so delighted to something, you're happy. I want to grab her, but I just remember I can grab her. I wanted to grab her and say, ow! You know, I was shouting. I was home with my son and I was calling him. And I'm sure he was thinking, Mom, what's wrong with you?
Your son has been amazing. He's been really encouraging you throughout this, from what we've seen so far.
Yeah, you know, the process is beautiful, the way they go through it. They just want you to know if you have a lot of support around you. One of the reasons I really applied for it was because for me to be able to take on the challenge, I need a good support system. So even though I know that my kids will be happy for me to take any decision I want, being a mom, you can easily raise their, I can easily say, oh no, like.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's been fantastic. He loved it. He loved the idea of me taking that decision for myself. That is what it was for him. You know, it was just me taking that decision for myself. He's a fitness instructor. He did fitness and management. In sports management. Apart from doing it, you know, sometimes you do something, it doesn't mean you're passionate about it. But he's passionate about it. He loves you doing well. And I think that's just what came across from what people have been saying. And that is the type of boy he is, you know. He's really a loving boy. And that makes me a little bit emotional. But he's really a lovely, he's always been a lovely boy all his life. And it's good to see that coming out. Other people seeing that.
He seems great and he's, you know, you do have support. And we've seen your neighbour going out walking with you the other night and everything. And also what's lovely to see is that you really embrace the African side of things. Like you've been given a meal plan and you were saying, well, I want to follow it, but also I want to introduce some of my own food. And that will resonate with other cultures in Ireland who, yes, I want to follow this plan, but I want to do it within my own, the way I eat it within my own culture.
Exactly. Nicole, that is so sweet of you. Let me tell you one thing. First of all, this program has been going on for over 14 years. And this is the first time that you have an African-Irish person being represented. So being an African-Irish person, being represented there, it is about representation. It is about cultural change. It is about cultural inclusion. It's about cultural diversity. It's about cultural nouns. I told them from the beginning, I don't want to do the program, then leave and go back to my old ways, or leave and not being able to retain the mindset or the change that I'm going to tweak. My food has to be inclusive, because when I leave, I still want to eat all the food that I normally eat before now. But I want to be able to learn from this journey how I can eat my own food, and at the same time, I can eat it and lose weight. I can eat it and still be refreshed and, you know, still do what I want but still enjoy it. It was important for me, paramount important, that it is inclusive of my culture. This will be the first time. This is me making an history. I have to be able to leave a precedent other people could follow, and the show itself could follow it. You know what I mean? So that when other culture, either Asian, Eastern European, wherever you're coming from, have the opportunity to be part of this wonderful program, they know that even if they leave, they will leave with something that will allow them to be able to retain. So that is really important, darling.
Well, I know that I lived in Australia for 2 years and I missed Irish food. Even though you're living here, you know, nearly 20 years, that doesn't mean that you don't eat African food within Ireland.
Oh, You know yourself, we eat different food. But you can't compare. Tell you one short, very, very beautiful story. I only traveled to UK to stay there for just a couple of months. I went there to teach. And everybody knew I was from Ireland. What stands out for me is that the way people were all over me for the fact that I'm from Ireland. Oh, Ireland people, like, oh, they just went on. And I became this kind of cavern Irish woman. Thank God that I've integrated myself within the Irish culture. And then I go on about potatoes, about... That is one thing that I could talk mostly about the Sunday lunch, you know, because I normally eat Sunday lunch, and I'm going about putting on gravy. You know, I have to feel Irish, because people were excited about me becoming from Ireland, just to let them know that I'm totally Irish, African-Irish, like, totally integrated. So, you know, and I was missing Ireland, I have to say, and I said to my kids when I was back, I said, I wouldn't leave any other place but Ireland. It is not a perfect environment sometimes, because, you know, we can't take away from the fact that there's some people that could be nasty. It is a home, and it's full of love. It's full of culture. It's full of people that really, 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 you know, when you meet the good ones, you wonder why people will ever be bad to someone. And that's been my experience when I initially came into the country. And I hope it's just going to continue to be 99% part of my experience as long as I live. It's true, you know, you just want to feel cultural. So in our life, when you're happy, when you're celebrating, when you're sad, whatever we do, food is, our life is surrounded about with food. Mm. When you're going on a date, you go out to eat. When you have getting married, you go out to eat. When you have a child, you want to eat. When you want to have a chat with your friend, you go out for coffee. So it's food. It is important that you can still enjoy that kind of food, but still be healthy, still keep fit, and still love being who you are. So I told them, we have to figure out a way to integrate my food into this food plan. So we're working on that. I'm working on that with IFER. So we're hoping to do that so that people can also know that they can as well eat other people's food and it won't affect them. Or,
well, you're representing a community within Ireland, you know. We need to see more cultures on Irish TV, and you're representing the African-Irish community who, yeah, they're sitting at home. They're like, I'd like to lose a bit of weight, but I need to, but I don't like what they have in the plan. And also, not only the African-Irish community, you're representing curvy girls with your attitude is amazing. You don't want to lose your curves. I love this when you said you wanted to keep your sexy curves, you just wanted to be healthy, lose a bit of weight, but keep the curves. And that is an attitude we all need to have.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. Let me tell you, it's good to be Kobe. I'm a consultant, fashion consultant, yeah? I've worked with a lot of models. And in Ireland today, and I'm so proud to say that you have an opportunity to see some of the fashion show that I do. I do the African Fashion Week, you know, here in Ireland, run it. And if you see the girls I use, promote curves, promote anything the past, over 50s, you know, different age group. I've worked with people that have either any form of intellectual disability, they've modeled in my fashion show. It's about inclusive. It's about getting everybody involved. Being curvy is something that needs to be celebrated. We don't have to be the skinny. You have to enjoy your body, love your body, because we don't have, this body was given to us, and it's given to us to be able to love it, to take care of it. So what better way can you take care of something if you don't love it? I loved it. I was saying to Eddie Murphy when we were having an interview, when we were having our circle of truth, I said, I'm here to lose some weight. I want to get rid of the tummy a little bit. I said, the tummy is good, it's a good support, but I want to get rid of a little bit of the tummy. I said, but I love to leave my breast, because a lot of people pay money to get as big breast as I have. I don't have to pay a penny to have it. Why should I lose it? And I said, I want to grip my palm, because that is where the sexiness is. You know, when you walk, you know, you just enjoy it.
You left Dr. Yeah. Eddie speechless.
I said, no, I said, but look, I loved it. When I was younger, I was very skinny. Aladdin, when I talk about skinny, my friends used to say they can break me into two. I remember the incident happened. We in school, one of our friends, you know, this kind of girly thing. So we discovered that one person was going out to this. One of us wrote a letter. That person, is this person your friend? You know, we're telling on each other, telling how it's going out with your boyfriend. So we had this kind of thing, and that created a crisis, you know, that I could fight in the school. I was in secondary school then. The day it happened, I wasn't in school. I remember when I came back, my teacher that was teaching a technical class, you know, then, you know, when you do something wrong in school, they were fighting in school. So they round everybody up, said, what was going on? So when he heard the story that it was all about the boy, he struck them and then gave them punishment. They had to stay in his teacher's staff room. And that is the worst place you want to be. You don't want to do something that a teacher will take you to the staff room. Because every teacher that comes in will be like, eh? What are you doing here? So when I came back to school the next day, I was going on, I was crying that, oh, why didn't they beat me? All my friends was like, are you for real? That if I was in school, if they'd beaten me, I would have been dead, because they would have just broken me into two. So that is how skinny I was, you know. But when I started putting on weight and then started having this kind of breast, getting big, I was loving it, my darling Nicole. You know, and then the attention, you know, I love when I dress. I show off my shoulders. I just love me, you know what I mean? But being fit was necessary now. Because as you grow old and lean to my late 50s, you know, and you start realizing that you're not as active as you want to be. And if you want to grow older, my mom is 80 years. What she would do, I don't think I can do it. She's so, so active. She can walk anywhere, you know, she can do anything. So I realized the importance of keeping fit. It is important. I don't want to lose the curve, but I still want to keep fit and keep healthy. And I had a big shock on the show, because when you know, before you go on the show, you have to do a lot of series of tests, and then they discover I have high blood pressure. At the initial stage, I wasn't so much bothered, but Dr. Sumi was talking to me saying, oh, this is extremely high. You know, it was over 200 and something. It just became serious to me that, well, this is really bad. The fact that I'm alive, I'm lucky. And especially if I continue that way, sitting at home, walking, because, you know, you're sitting out in one place and walking, I might not have had the chance to see what I'm saying now. I'm lucky to be able to, you know, to be alive and to be happy to share this joy with yourself, Nicole, and to the world.
And you obviously were a bit disappointed on Wednesday night when you didn't lose any weight. And how did you feel, you know, when you saw that? And how did you pick yourself back up again?
I'll tell you, I just didn't want to break down. Even now that you're saying it, I still feel a bit disappointed. And the reason I feel disappointed, and to be sincere, was that, you know, when you put an effort into something, you think within yourself that you've given everything to it. Exercise was double what I've ever done. It was very intense. I was careful with the food, watching it, you know, diligently, that I get everything right. Yes, I had a bit of tweak to it, but the tweak was still in line. I was just adding fruit. That was it. Not that I was adding carbohydrates. I meant to lose 3 pounds, but I was hoping, seriously hoping, that I would lose 4 pounds so that I can pick up from the one that I couldn't lose a week before. You know, so I had all this plan in my head, working out towards it. And then when I saw the results, I was just like, oh, what was going on? What happened? I think what was terrifying for me at that moment was even more than losing, But I was like, will I be able to still put that kind of intent into myself to make sure that I can lose more weight this week? So that worries me. And that makes me, it just made me a little bit sad for that, just to say, oh, I hope I can do this. And I'm hoping that I can do it. No, it's not that I don't have the willingness is there. It's not that I'm not doing the exercise, I'm putting in everything into it. But we've been trying to figure out scientifically to explain what could have been the reason that would have happened. You know, initially they thought, well, okay, if I'm on my period, that could have been a problem. But they discovered that my body was retaining water. So that's something we wanted to just explore it again and see why that is happening. So that could have been the reason why the weight didn't go off, you know.
For me, I think it was it was kind of inspiring, because all of us have been on diets where you've thought you've done brilliant, you've done all the exercise and you've done nothing bold, and then you step on the scales and you either put on weight or you haven't lost, and it's so disheartening, and you're like, how do I get up and do this again? So exactly. When we see you next week and you've got up and do it again, for everyone who's struggling to lose weight, they're going to go, okay, well, if Susanna has done it, I can get up and do it, and I'll keep going and I'll follow her.
When I was talking to my son on the way, he said, Mom, just keep the consistency going. You don't need to worry about not losing. The most important thing he said to me was that, Mom, do you feel good? I said, yes. I said, that is all you need. As long as you're feeling good within yourself, you're happy, don't worry about what you don't lose. Just keep the intensity going, you lose it. So that is the way it works. And that just made me happy, because for that kind of relief, if you're happy with yourself, you know you've done everything you need to do. And you can feel it within your body that you've done it. Fingers crossed, positively, hopefully, in this week. The miracle is going to be, you know, it's going to happen.
It is.
And I'm going to give a good dance if it happens. You know, I have to dance it off.
No, I'm excited to see you on Wednesday. I have no doubt you're going to smash it this time. And you've been an inspiration to so many people watching, Susanna. So keep it up. Keep up the good work.
I will. I'll keep the intensity going. I'll keep the love going. And thank you so much, Nicole. It was great to travel to you.
No doubt. It's been so lovely to talk to you. And you've inspired me now to go home and do a workout. So there you go. You've inspired one person anyway.
Thank you so much. Look, just get it going. Get the walking going. It is good. This is before, you know, even just to walk out, just to walk down the street, you know, and just feel alive, feel free. It is beautiful to be able to do that. We're doing this together, and we are going to achieve it together.
The wonderful Susanna Kamalafe there from Operation Transformation 2021. If you're only catching the end of this live on radio, do flick onto our podcast, Q102 Weekend Buzz, and you can hear the whole thing. Or if you're listening to some podcasts, do scroll back and see if there's anything else you would enjoy listening to. That wraps up the show for me today. Thanks to Joe and to Susanna for coming on. Look after yourselves, stay safe, and I'll chat to you next week. Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me and I really hope you enjoyed it. Do scroll back and see if there's anything else that you might enjoy. And before I let you go, do remember to come and find me on my new podcast, Tiz Yourself. Again, talking to celebrities, this time a lot more in depth. So there might be longer episodes there. And we're talking about what was life like before they became famous, the different alternative roads they could have went down, how life changed for them, for good and bad, and so much more. And of course, the thing that they're best known for. So come and find me, Tiz Yourself with Nicola Barden. And I really hope you'll enjoy the new episodes. They're up to date. They're brilliant. There's some great people there. And I'd love your support. So please do come find us. That's Tiz Yourself with Nicola Barden.